CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.
Welcome to the next edition of the CyberWorks e-learning podcast series. My name is Mary Kay Loferno, and I'm the marketing director here at CyberWorks and your host today. CyberWorks specializes in custom e-learning solutions, learning management systems, and custom e-learning development for corporations, governments, and nonprofits. In this edition, we're going to be talking with Al Lemieux, senior designer here at CyberWorks. Al recently wrote an article, 10 Tips for Flash in e-learning, and I thought we might get some tips from him on the subject. Hey Al, how have you been?
Great, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. All right, let's get to it. Flash can be a great medium in which to develop e-learning content. Al, you've been working in Flash a long time. Tell us a little about what you've seen happen over the course of the years with this course authoring tool and some of your impressions.
Well, when I first started fooling around with Flash, I immediately saw it as an opportunity for interactive tutorials. So one of my first Flash projects was a tutorial for Palm Pilots. I was working at a school, and we were distributing Palm Pilots out to staff and faculty, and I thought it would be great to teach them the basics with an online tool rather than to train everyone face-to-face. The response was great, and we used it again for another release of the Palm 5 when it came out.
That sounds pretty cool. I'm sure it would have worked well. Can you tell us a little bit about your article, Al?
Sure. The article focuses on the e-learning capabilities of Flash, its built-in templates that are SCORM and AICC compliant, and some basic tips for outputting Flash e-learning applications.
All right. Out of all the tips you mentioned in your article, what are some of the ones, and I mean features and functionality here, you find yourself using the most for typical e-learning content development? And also, can you tell us why?
Well, Flash has grown so much, and the advances in ActionScript and video alone are a lot to chew on. There's better component architecture, better event handling, and I can go on and on. What I use for e-learning most often is the built-in publishing templates for SCORM output. Flash handles all the important communication with the LMS, so I don't even have to think about it.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Can you talk about a few more tips that you mentioned in your article, maybe giving us a context in terms of how and where you use them and why it's beneficial?
Well, Flash has the ability to load external assets. Those assets could be text, images, audio files, even video. The ability to do this allows me to make a template with all of the necessary ActionScript that I can then refit for another purpose later. It's really flexible.
Well, Al, this is great information, but I'm going to stop here because I know you want people to read your article. Al's original article can be found in the CyberWorks Media Center. Al, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about our topic today before we close our time together?
One thing I will share with everyone is that in order to keep up with Flash, you have to constantly stay at it. There's always some great Flash interfaces and websites popping up all over the place. And when I see them, I say to myself, wow, how did they do that? The only way to know is to keep playing with Flash.
That's true, and I see you diddling with it all the time. So anyway, Al, it's great to see you.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for listening to our podcast today on tips for using Flash and e-learning with Al Lemieux, senior designer here at CyberWorks on our CyberWorks e-learning podcast series. Have a great day.
CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.